Blog Talk Radio.
Well, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. What a wonderful day. I tell you, God is a good God. This is Dr. Newsom. I'm the pastor of Word of Faith Christian Center, Church International at 984 Reverend B.J. Lewis Drive in Houston, Texas. I'm so grateful to be able to teach the word to you, to preach the word to you tonight. I tell you, this is the best time. It's the best time. It's the time in the Word of God. Hello, Apostle. I like to say hello to Apostle.
How are you doing, Pastor? How are you doing, Apostle?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm doing wonderful, mighty man of God. And I like to say hello to all those who are listening all around the world. I tell you, Apostle, God is he's a good God.
A good God. He is indeed.
He is a good God. Now let's go into the Word of God. If you would, please turn your Bibles with me to Isaiah chapter 41, and let's look at verses 8 and 9. Isaiah chapter 41, verses 8 and 9. The Scripture says, "But thou, Yisrael, or Israel, art my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen." Put a box around that word, chosen. Jacob, whom I have chosen. The seed of Abraham, my friend, thou whom I have taken from the ends of the earth and have called thee from the chief men thereof and said unto thee, thou art my servant, I have chosen thee. Put a circle or a square around that word chosen and not cast thee away. We're going to look at that word chosen. Chosen. We're going to find out what it means to be chosen and what are we chosen for. We're going to find out what it means to be chosen and when we're chosen, what are we chosen for? What are we chosen for? Turn your Bibles with me to Matthew chapter 22. Matthew chapter 22. Matthew chapter 22. Chosen. That Hebrew word for chosen is bakar, bakar. And I'll tell you a little bit more about that word in a few. You're going to be amazed at what it means. Bakar. Bakar is the Hebrew word chosen. Look at Matthew chapter 22. Matthew chapter 22. I'm excited today. Matthew chapter 22. And let's look at verses 1 through 14. Then Jesus answered and spake unto them again by parables and said, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king which made a marriage for his son. This king, he's having a marriage, he's having a marriage, a feast for his son. And he sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden. He's sending out invitations. He sent his servants out to invite folks to his son's wedding that he's given, to the wedding, and they would not come. You know, Jesus is still inviting people today, and they will not come. Glory to God. He's inviting folks. Right now he's inviting folks, and some will not come. Look at verses 4. Again, he sent forth other servants, saying, tell them which are bidden, tell them which are invited, behold, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Come unto the marriage. Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, he's died on the cross for the sins of the world. Everything's been taken care of. Now he's inviting the world to come. Come to him, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Come to him and be saved and forgiven of all your sins. Come to him and have eternal life with him. Come. He's still inviting. Look at verse 5. But they made light of it. Good God, don't make me run up out of here now. And a lot of people, Apostle, are making light of God's invitation. They're making light of God's invitation, calling them to come to him and be saved and confess him as Lord with your mouth and believe in your heart that he died on the cross for your sins and God raised him up on the third day. He's inviting people. come. But they're making light of it. This king had a marriage a dinner, a feast for his son, and he invited them, and they didn't what? Come. They made light of it. They made light of it. Everything was prepared, Apostle. Everything was prepared for this king's son and for the guest that he had bidden, for the guest that he had invited. But they made light of it and went their ways, one to his farm and another to his merchandise. You see, God is calling people today, come to church, come and be saved, come and serve me, come and sup with me, come and fellowship with me. And they're making light of it, those who are listening all around the world, they're making light of it, you know, what, despising it, acting like it's nothing. Oh, it's no big deal. It's no big deal. They're making light of the invitation to Jesus Christ, the invitation to Yeshua HaMashiach, the invitation to salvation and forgiveness of all their sins. They're making light of it. Some people are saying, I got time. I'm young. I'm still pretty young. I got time. They're making light of it. And they're doing their own thing, each going their own way, doing their own thing. Look at verse 6. And the remnant took his servants and entreated them spitefully and slew them. But when the king heard thereof, he was wroth, and he sent forth his armies and destroyed those murderers and burned up their city. Then said he to his servants, the wedding is ready. But they which were bidden, they which were invited, were not worthy. Go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as ye shall find, bid to come to the marriage. So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good. And the wedding was furnished with guests. And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not owned a wedding garment. And he said unto him, friend, how camest thou in hither not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. And then said the king to the servants, bind him hand and foot, and take him away, and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of the teeth. Now look at verse 14. For many are called, but few are chosen. The message God has given me for you is chosen. Many are called apostles, but not everybody's chosen.
That's right.
Many are called, but not everybody's chosen. I remember I used to play pickup basketball games, you know, street ball. And the person who would call up, they would call, I got next. And so they would have to pick their team. And there would be some people on the sideline, and he would have to pick his team from those who were over there. And not all of them got picked. Not all of them got chosen. Mm-hmm. Not all of them. See, everyone is not chosen, but everybody's called. Many are called, Apostle, but not everybody's chosen. There's a lot of people go to the NFL draft. It's a lot of them invited. Isn't that right, Apostle?
That's right.
A lot of them get invited to the NBA draft and the NFL draft, but does all of them get chosen? No.
Nope.
All of them don't get chosen, but they were invited to the draft. But all of them didn't get chosen. That Hebrew word is bakar. Bakar. And the first definition for that Hebrew word chosen, bakar, is to try. Is to try. That amazed me when I saw that. You mean to tell me that you have to be tried and tested before God even consider choosing you? Glory to God. You got to be tested. You got to be tried. It's just like those NBA players. Some of them, some of the scouts have been watching some of those NBA players since they played in high school. Or even some of them, they were watching them even in junior high.
Yeah.
And then they have the NBA tryouts. You got to get tried and get tested. They have them jumping and running and, you know what, doing different exercises to see what they can take, to see how durable they are, to see how good of shape they're in. They're being what? Tried, and they're being tested. And so that Hebrew word for chosen is bakar, and it means to try, to try. Many are called, but few are chosen. And before you can be chosen, you've got to be what? Tried. And the Bible speaks of being tried in the fire. Good God Almighty. Job said, after I have been what? Tried. After I have been what? Tested. What did he say? I shall come forth as pure gold. In other words, Job didn't get twice as much as he had in the beginning until he was first what? Tried. He had to be tried. And before you are chosen by God, you have to be tried. Now, that word chosen in Hebrew is bakar, and it means to try, it means to select, it means to be acceptable, to be acceptable. We can't be chosen by God and become acceptable to God until we're first, what, tried. Well, I love these Hebrew words. I love the Hebrew language. It takes you in depth to what God is talking about when he talks about choosing somebody. You know what you hear people say, oh, I've been chosen. You don't know if you've been chosen or not because you don't even know what the word means. Most people don't even know what the word means. To be chosen, you first got to be tried. You got people getting mad at God for them being tested. Now, that word tried means you're going to go through some heated moments. You're going to go through some trouble in life. You're going to go through some tribulation in life. And you're being tried through in the fire. The psalmist said, it was good that I was afflicted. God Almighty. He was saying, it was good that I was tried. It was, because see, when you're tried and you stay in faith, you're going to come forth. Like Job says, he said, I'm coming forth. I'm coming forth as pure gold. Good God Almighty. You see, gold is tried in fire. It's purified in fire. All the drought and all the dirt and all the impurities are burnt out by fire. Chosen is what I'm talking about. Bakar, chosen. Uh-huh. Something is acceptable or judged to be excellent after it has been tested. Bakar, something is acceptable or judged to be excellent after it has been tested. In other words, it is considered to be the best. God Almighty. It's considered to be the best. When? After it has been tried and tested. It is considered to be the best. It involves taking a close look at something, a careful and well thought out choice. Good God Almighty. He looks at you with a keen eye. He observes you, and you know what? That's why he says, count it all what? Joy, apostle. Didn't he say that? He says, the word says, count it all joy when you go through what? Trials and when you go through tribulation. See, you're only being tested. But let patience have a perfect work that ye may be perfect and entire, lacking nothing. Good God Almighty. I tell you, God takes lemons and makes lemonade. He takes the trouble and he takes the things, the stuff that Satan throw at you. He takes it and he uses it to refine us and test us so he can choose us. I tell you, God is somebody. God is somebody. And then he considers you to be the best. When? After you have been what? Tested. That's when God chooses you. That's when he chooses you after you have been tried and tested.
My God.
Then you're chosen. That word chosen means to be tested. It means to be tried. It's something is acceptable or judged to be excellent after it has been tested. After, not before, but after it has been tested. God chooses us after we have been tested.
Yes.
So I tell you, and then we're considered to be the best. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes,
we're considered to be the best. We're considered to be the best. In other words, it is considered to be the best. Something is acceptable or judged to be excellent after it has been tested. It involves taking a keen look at something, a careful, well-thought-out choice. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Chosen. Bakar. Bakar. So don't you worry, child of God. I just want to encourage you. Don't you worry about the test and the hard times that you're going through. Stay in faith. They're only stepping stones to a promotion. God Almighty.
My Lord.
Tell you. Test to stay in faith. Believe God's word. Act on God's word. Speak God's word. Stay
Amen.
In faith during the test and realize that they're only a stepping stone to a promotion. See, a lot of people think, oh, I got all this faith. I got all this faith. But I tell you, and it's good that we have all the faith. It's good that we have all that faith, but it doesn't remove the fight. All the faith we have doesn't remove the fight. We're going to have a fight. That's why Paul said what? Fight, the good fight of faith.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you have faith doesn't mean that you're going to be exempt from a fight. There's going to be a fight. You're going to be tested. Satan's going to throw everything at you, including the kitchen sink. He's going to come at you. But God then takes all of that. He takes all of that and turns it into, I tell you, he takes all of that and he brings out the best in you. If I tell you, trials and trouble and tests when you stay in faith are only a stepping stone to promotion.
My God.
A stepping stone to be chosen by God. Chosen by God. And when you're chosen by God, that definition says that you're considered to be the best.
To be the best.
Oh, glory to
God.
You're considered to be the best. I remember back in the day, they used to say, no pain,
no gain.
No gain. God Almighty. No pain, no gain. I tell you, everybody wants what mama and daddy got, but they don't want to go through what mama and daddy went through. Oh, glory to God. In the kingdom of God, you don't get something for nothing. To enter into the kingdom of God, you got to press into the kingdom of God. God Almighty. If that woman could tell you, she would tell you, yeah, I had an issue of blood for 12 long years. And then
yeah.
I heard about Yeshua coming through town. I heard he was coming, and I pressed my way through the crowd. Good God Almighty.
Yeah.
And touched the hem of his garment, and I was made whole. See, there got to be a pressing. You can't be afraid to press. You got to press into the realm of God. You got to press into to your promotion. You got to press to be chosen by God. You got to stay in the fight. You got to stay in faith. You, no matter what's going on around you, all hell breaking loose in your life, you got to continue to speak God's word, believe God's word, and act according to God's word. That's faith. Chosen. Bakar. Chosen. Number one, we're chosen to be a witness. That's after we have been tested and tried. Then we're chosen by God. Why are we chosen by God? Number one, to be a witness. God Almighty. God, he chooses us to be a witness, to be able to testify to others. Yeah, God is wonderful. Yes, God is a good God. And we know what we're talking about because he's brought us from a mighty long ways.
Yes,
God has brought us through all types of things. We know what we're talking about. We've been tried and tested. We're not wet behind the ears and our breath smelling like carnation milk. We've been gone through some things, Apostle. We've gone through some things with God. We've been tried and tested. That's why I see these youngsters coming up, and I just want to encourage you with love. Stop being so hot-headed. You haven't been tried yet. You haven't went through the test yet. Now, so stop being so hot-headed. I'm telling you, You haven't been tried, you haven't been tested, you haven't been chosen until you've first been tried.
Amen.
So stop being such a hothead. You got to pay your dues. You got to pay your dues. That's why we shouldn't be trying to imitate. No, trying to imitate others. They've been tried and they've been tested and they've been chosen. But you got young ministers going around trying to copycat and come on now. You know what? You might fool a few people, but you're not going to fool real people. Real people are going to know that, hey, it ain't nothing to you. You don't know too much what you're talking about. You ain't been through nothing. You've got to be tried and tested before you're chosen. And then God will use you to be a witness. Look what the scripture says in Isaiah chapter 43. I'm going to back it up with the word. Isaiah chapter 43. And look at verses 10 through 13. We are chosen by God. When we're chosen, after we've been tried and tested, we're chosen by God then to be a witness. Isaiah chapter 43, verses 10 through 13. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant, whom I have what? Chosen.
Jesus.
You see, God chooses us to be what? A witness.
Yeah.
That
you
may know and believe me and understand that I am He, God Almighty. Before me there was no God, for neither shall there be after me. I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior, God Almighty. I have declared and have saved, I have showed, when there was no strange God among you. Therefore, ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God. You see, God chooses us so that we can tell other people He is God. Oh, glory to God. He is God. I've been tried and tested, and I know Him personally, and I've had experience with God. He is God. See, you got to have some experiences with God. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then God, what? You got to go through some tests and be tried in fire. I tell you, Shadrach, Meshach, don't let me start some apostle, I'm going to have Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were tried in the fire. Good God Almighty. They were tried in the fire. They said, we're not going to bow down and worship you, King Nebuchadnezzar. And you know what? We're not going to do it. And you know what? Even if God don't save us out of the fire, He's able. And they got thrown into the fire. They were tried and tested by fire. But there was a fourth man in the fire.
My God.
Oh, glory to God. God was in the fire with them, and they came out of that fire with not even smelling like smoke. None of the hairs on their skin was burned off. And right after that, they were promoted. See, they had to be what? Tried. They had experience with God. They were tested, and then they were able to be witnesses, chosen to be witnesses of God. We're chosen, number one, to be a witness. To be a witness. Yea, before the day was, I am He. Verse 13. And there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? God chooses us, apostles, so that we can be witnesses. Number two, He chooses us to be His own special people. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
Isn't that so wonderful? God chooses us to be His own special people. He wants to take care of you, child of God. He wants to take care of you, and He wants you to be His own possession. That word special means to be God's possession. He wants His own special people, and that's why He chooses us. He tests us and tries us so He can choose us to be His own special people. He chooses us to be His own special people. Look at Deuteronomy chapter 7. That's so beautiful. I think that's so wonderful. He's the God of the universe, and He wants to have us as His own special people. Deuteronomy chapter 7, and look at verses 6 through 9. For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God hath what? Chosen thee. to be a special people unto himself. Above all the people that are upon the face of the earth, the Lord did not set his love upon you, nor choose you, because you were more in number than any people. For ye were the fewest of all people. But because the Lord loved you, and because he would keep the oath which he had sworn unto your fathers, hath the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you out of the house of the bondman from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. God, he redeemed you and delivered you out of bondage. Know, therefore, that the Lord thy God, he is God. Glory to God. The faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to a thousand generations. God chooses you, child of God, to be his own special people. Just God Almighty. God wants to take care of you, and he wants to lavish his love upon you. He wants to keep covenant with you, to bless you and to give you land and houses and divine health and help you to enjoy life to the fullest, abundant life. He tests you and tries you to choose you, number one, to be a witness, and number two, to be his own special people. And my third and final point, God chooses us after trying and testing us. He chooses us to bring forth fruit. Mm-hmm. Oh, glory to God. He wants you living large, smelling good, looking good, eating good, driving good, talking good. He wants you to bring forth favorable results. That's what that word fruit means. He wants you to bring forth harvest and profit. He wants you to bring forth abundance. He wants you to work for him. He chooses you to work for him so that you can bring forth the harvest, so that you can bring forth fruit, so you can produce a harvest by working. Look at John 15:16, he chooses us to bring forth fruit. Isn't that wonderful? He didn't choose us to lose. He didn't choose us to fail. He chose us to win and to bring forth favorable results, to bring forth fruit. Look at John 15:16. Look what it says. It says, you have not chosen me. God's making it very clear. He said, I want to make it very clear to you now, a child of God, my daughter, my son, I want to make it very clear to you now. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, favorable results, a harvest, profit, abundance, success, prosperity, and that your fruit should remain. Good God Almighty. He wants you to get it and he wants you to keep it. Oh, glory to God. That whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. He wants you to bring forth fruit that will remain. And that will remain means to stay in place, to stay with you. He wants you to be productive and produce a harvest and profit, and he wants it to remain. So God chooses us to bring forth fruit. He chooses us to be a witness of his mighty power, his love, and his goodness. And he chooses us to be his own special people. Chosen. Chosen. Bakar is the Hebrew word, bakar. Mm-hmm. After you're tried and tested, after you go through this hard time that you're going through, those who are listening all around the world, stay in faith and go through the hard stuff that you're going through right now. Go through it, and God will choose you. And he will choose you so that you can be a witness and bring forth fruit, abundance, and to be his own special people. And that's the word God has given me for tonight.
Amen. Well, we thank God for everything that's been said. And my prayer to God is that we come to the knowledge and understand what God wants to do with us. And you know, I took chosen.
Chosen.
We have a lot of been called, but it means that you're the special fruit of the best. We may have apples, we may have orange, but God has chosen us. So I'm looking for what God is doing for all of us in these last days we're not living in. Hello in the background.
Amen.
And so I got a word out of for a message. My fourth man is a message. My fourth man.
Amen.
My fourth man.
My fourth man.
The Hebrews, Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. Three men, but the trust ahead. The fourth man.
The fourth man.
Yeshua HaMashiach appeared years before.
That's right.
When they saw that blew their mind. I'm so grateful tonight that God is so good. And
He is good.
He's good. He is good. He said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Yes, sir.
He has redeemed the hand of the enemy. He has redeemed me from the hand of the enemy. Hallelujah,
yes.
Son, man.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The enemy came to snuggle me, but God delivered me. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. So I'm looking for Pastor Irvin. Are you there? Not, hello on the line. Go ahead. Pastor Irvin, are you there? Go ahead, my brother. Somebody's on the line with us. Go ahead, my brother. But I will say this to you, Apostle. One of the things keep believing what God is saying to us and for us. God has begun to say He's King of Kings, He's Lord of Lords.
Yes, He is.
And as He was wrote down Isaiah 41:9-10, Matthew 22, John 43:10-13, Deuteronomy 7. John 15, I wrote all this down, and that's when God said, I can look at it, we can tell everybody who is the fourth man. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I know that last night we had a great time on the radio.
Amen.
I'm looking for the radio station to get better and better and better.
Amen.
Can you imagine your voice being protruded out in the airwaves, and every time you preach about Jesus Christ, the devil trembles, and he's going to try.
Amen, he does.
It's influence. He wants to influence everything. Now, I want some people to pray for the Republican Party.
You know what right here?
Hello? Hello?
That's like
I got that voice closed. Now, I take care of that.
Yeah, I heard someone.
I know it. See, that's one thing I say. What God is doing. The Republicans have been trying to do everything defund what the president has tried to do. I've never seen so much hate. They think they got the solution. I said, no, they haven't. They wanna stop Obamacare. Look, let me tell you something. The women gonna have if they wanna have an abortion, they're gonna have it. You can't stop them. You just can't stop them. You can't allow, sir.
That's right.
They're gonna do it.
That's right.
But I'm gonna say this with love. I think the Republican Party, they are the right hand of the devil.
They sure do act like it.
They do act like it. They want everything just for them. Nobody else. Just for them.
And that's not right.
The devil wants. He said, no. He said, the praise that you, Jesus, have been, I should be giving. That's not how God put it together. And you know what? I keep praying. Well, when the Democrats going to say something? Well, you know, we're doing something. But they're sitting back watching everything. See, it's like a mockingbird. I mean, till I say an eagle. When an eagle sits up on a high point, you can't. But he sees a fish 5 miles away. He's watching his movement. He's seeing, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he flies straight up and he comes down. His eyes has found that fish. And before you know it, the fish is in his claw. God has given us the same instinct. We got to watch the demon. They're doing everything. I want to encourage everybody. I want to say to the people, we got the power to do it. God can do it. God is doing it. And just keep doing the dishes. I say it like that, doing the dishes. If we keep trying to keep our own house clean, we ain't got busy trying to clean somebody's house. Now, that's out in the marketplace, hallelujah, somebody, out in the marketplace, there's a lot of wrongness out there. And I'm believing God to give me the biggest blessing so that I can take what God is putting in my heart. I'm going to write it down tonight, and I'm going to put it on, and I'm going to print it out, and I'm just going to thank God for what God is doing. But I was waiting on Pastor Irvin. Let me see one more time. Pastor Irvin, are you there? All right, I'm going to go ahead and put a tape on and let it play, okay? Lord, love you.
Yes, sir.
All right.
God bless you.
Amen. Peace. Praise the living God. Move all blessings flow. Our God is a great God. He's an awesome God. And there is no God like our God. Amen. See what this is here.
Thank you. We want to say yes to Jesus. We want to give our all to him. We want to totally surrender to him so that he can take control of our lives and so that his will can be done in our lives. That's his will for each and every one of us. So we want to sing that song to him today. We want you to lift your hands as we worship the Lord with this song. And we're going to sing yes to our God.
Thank you.
praise that we come before the Lord with great joy in our hope. We thank God for everything that we have said and what God is doing for us through us and by us. The more we trust God, the more we can believe God. And so God wants us to know that He is the one that will make us to know that He is God all by Himself.
Drunken in the night,
Father, let us, Lord, of the day be civil, putting on the breastplate of faith and of love, and the one salvation.